So as we have the great schos this week to be able to read Parsha Shmini, and of course what's incredible in Parsha Shmini is the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. Right, Shmini opens up Vayiba Yom HaShmini. Moshe Rabbeinu has been inaugurating the Mishkan for 7 days, putting it up, taking it down, serving in the role of the Kohen Gadol. And then on day number 8, which is the day of the consecration, is when Moshe Rabbeinu hands over the reins to Aaron, and Aaron assumes his real position as the Kohen Gadol. So let's say, so the Torah begins Vayiba Yom HaShmini. It was on the 8th day. So the tzaddik, the original Rabbi Sol of Rizhin, raises an interesting question. Actually, the Gemara already discusses this. So the Gemara Beseches Megillah says that whenever you see the word Vayihi, Vayihi always portends, Vayihi always foreshadows something negative. So truth is, the Gemara addresses this. The Gemara says back and forth, Vayihi, Vayihi, Bimei. Okay, so the Rizhiner says something amazing. Here the Torah opens up, Vayihi Bayom HaShmini. So which tells us that again, it's Lashon Tsar. It's Lashon of suffering. So what's the suffering over here by the Mishkan? What's the problem? So we'll say, of course, the simple answer is the death of Nadav and Avihu. The Gemara actually says this. That ultimately, again, because what was supposed to be a day of incredible simcha turns to tzar, that's the Vayihi. It foreshadows the tragic death of Aaron's sons of Nadav and Avihu. But then ultimately, again, so the Rishner raises the question. The Rishner gives his own answer. But I'll show you something amazing. The vision of Tzereba, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says something amazing. He says, I want to read to you his words. He says, Yisrael Kidoshim Rak Shiva Yamim Leishlam. Let's say, Klal Yisrael were Kaddish. There's only 7 days in a week. Hada Mislach Leich Yom Achare Yom Ba'avak Achulin Ba'avonus V'shichvas Halichluch Mistareves V'tofachas Miyom Niyom. So what happens? We go through the week, and sometimes again as a result of just all the stuff that happens in our lives and in the world, over the course of the week, we become meluchlach, right? We become a little bit soiled, right? We become a little bit, we take on a lot of schmutz over the course of the week. And what happens? Every day has its own schmutz, right? Every day he calls it avak. Every day has its own dust, which collects on us. And over the course of the week, you end up collecting a lot of dust. So he says something amazing. So what happens at the end of the week? Baruch Hashem, Shabbos. And what happens on Shabbos? Shabbos offers us an incredible opportunity. And I will say ultimately again that on Shabbos we have the ability to go ahead and cleanse ourselves, to get rid of all of the layers of negative accumulation that have set on us, that have accumulated on us over the course of the week. I have the ability to cleanse myself of all of that and begin again. Panim chadashos ba'olakan u'maschil daf chadash b'chayim. And I will say, what's the beauty of Shabbos? Shabbos is the weekly restart. Shabbos is the opportunity to say, I accumulated a lot of stuff that I didn't really want to accumulate over the course of the week. I'm hitting the reset button, right? I'm going in the spiritual spin cycle. I'm cleansing myself and I'm starting new. And when you start new, so we'll say Sunday is what number? Sunday is what number day?
One.
L'macharas inu yom hashmini. It's not the 8th day. Rather, again, it's day number 1. Says the Rebbe something so amazing. But if I don't utilize Shabbos in the right way, v'ulam, kishalo rachatz v'tara ba Shabbos v'chalaf ala b'lo roshem. But you know, if I don't utilize my Shabbos, and Shabbos is just another day, I just get to eat more, right? I just get to sleep more. But essentially, Rabbi Osai, it's just a Tuesday with chalent. It's just a Thursday with an afternoon nap. But at the end of the day, there's no ruchnius. There's nothing more to it. V'chalaf alav below roshem. And Shabbos comes and goes. And I remain unchanged. Hare ha-shichva ha-kodemes shala'avak va'azuma nishra be'ina. The Rebbe will say, what's the problem? Then I emerge from Shabbos with all of the same schmutz that I went into Shabbos with. And Nebach, then the day after Shabbos, Rebbe will say, is what? Yom HaShmini. It's the 8th day. It's not a first new day. It's just an eighth day. Says the Rebbe, that's Vayihi Bayom Hashmini. Vayihi is Lashon Tsar, a Lashon of profound sadness. See, Rebbe was saying, when we come to the end of the week and we come to Shabbos Kodesh, we have to make a choice about how we're going to use our Shabbos. Is Shabbos just going to be a continuation of the previous week, like we said before, just with more sleeping and with more eating? And if that's the case, Rebbe says Shabbos has absolutely no cathartic, profound, spiritual impact on me, and I'm just chugging along, right? It's just going on, and therefore again, Sunday is just day eight. Sunday's just day eight, just a continuation. Or do I say, Rebbe say, you know what? The week comes to an end. There were good things, there were not so good things. But here's my opportunity to dust myself off. And Shabbos is my platform to start new in the coming week. Shabbos is my platform, ultimately, to start all over again. Shabbos is my platform to do better, to be greater. Shabbos is my platform to say, okay, what was, was. What was. Dust yourself off, pick yourself up, and ultimately, again, let Sunday be Rishon. See, I'm about to say, everything comes down to, is Sunday going to be Yom Rishon, or is Sunday going to be Yom Shmini? Is Sunday a new start, or is ultimately, again, just a continuation of weeks, of years, of decades beforehand? If it's a new start, ein simcha gedola mizo. Because I'm about to say, there is no greater happiness than the happiness of a fresh start. If it's just a continuation of what was, then it's Vayehi by Yom HaShemini. Lashon Tsar. And I was saying, this is not just a din ultimately in Shabbos. It's a din in life. Because we speak about this often. But the ability to start and to restart is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in every single moment. See, I was saying, there are many of us who just chug along. Right? That today is just a continuation of yesterday, just a continuation of the day before. And we lose out on the greatest gift, which is the gift of a new beginning. I've quoted this many times. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that we say in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Rashi Chadoshim La'amcha Nasata. It's right, you've given us Rashi Chadoshim, beginnings of new months. And the Baal Shem Tov says, why doesn't it just say Rosh Chodesh La'am Chonasata? Beginning of a new month you've given us. Says the Baal Shem Tov, because people make the mistake of thinking that Rosh Chodesh only occurs once a month. The Baal Shem Tov says it's not true. Rosh Chodesh is whenever you want it. Rosh Chadoshim La'am Chonasata. You want the beginning of a new month. You want the new beginning. You want a new start, it's yours. Says the vision of Tzereba, the greatest tragedy in life, the greatest tragedy in life is Vayihi Bayom Hashmini. When you just keep chugging along in life and don't avail yourself of the opportunity of a new start. The greatest simcha is a new start. The greatest tragedy is just continuing along without thinking. So as we go into Shabbos Kodesh, let us utilize this Shabbos as an opportunity to review the past week, introspect from the last week, figure out what we're doing right and keep doing it. Figure out what we're doing wrong and stop doing it. Figure out what ultimately, again, we could be doing better and find the courage to do that. But I will say, it's not just Shabbos Kodesh, it's every day to find this courage. But at least on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, utilize the Shabbos in this incredibly sacred and saintly way. And in that schus, as we begin the next week, may we avoid the trap of Vayihi Bayom Hashmini and ultimately find the courage to call it Yom Rishon. Shkach HaSeh.